A Juno couple has likely made the first verified sighting of a long-billed curlew in Alaska. North America's largest shorebird, rarely seen in this part of the country, may become the next entry on the checklist of Alaska birds. KTOO's Lisa Fu has more.
Martina Kallenberger and husband Doug Sandvik were birdwatching at Boy Scout camp on May 3rd. Kallenberger says they started around 11 a.m., walking the trail and beach, and were going through the meadow around 1:30.
We were actually watching a flock of Lapland longspurs when we noticed these two shorebirds on a little rise by the stream, and one of them was a whimbrel, which we recognized, and the other one was just shockingly different.
Kallenberger and Sandvik watched the bird for at least an hour, taking pictures and referring to guidebooks. They had an inkling it might be the long-billed curlew.
During the course of the time we were sitting there, I was going through the bird book thinking, well, gosh, it can't be this. It could be, no, it just, and I kept coming back to the curlew, and Doug and I were both like, it sure looks like a match, but gosh, it just, this doesn't seem right.
They had reason to be hesitant.
It is very rare.
That's Steve Heinel. He's a lifelong birder and sits on the University of Alaska Museum's Alaska Checklist Committee, which maintains and decides what goes on the official list of birds documented in Alaska.
There had only been three previous reports of a long-billed curlew in Alaska, but none of them were photographed.
This is what makes Kallenberger and Sandvik's sighting a likely entry on the list. Heinel says a sighting can be verified with a photograph or specimen. There are currently 501 species on the checklist of Alaska birds.
The long-billed curlew would potentially be number 502.
Long-billed curlews spend winters in Mexico and on the west coast of North America. They breed throughout the West, from southern Canada to New Mexico. Heinel says the bird in Juneau likely flew farther than it needed to.
I think it overshot its normal breeding range, which means it migrated too far north. Often birds that migrate to the wrong place are younger birds, so it perhaps was on its first northward migration.
That's part of what makes watching birds so great, Heinel says, and why the checklist of Alaska birds will likely never stop growing.
They have wings, and they fly off in the wrong direction, and there's always potential to see something you've never seen before.
Kallenberger and Sandvik are proof of this. Kallenberger says they've spent many hours birdwatching at Boy Scout camp and never imagined they'd see a long-billed curlew.
Anytime I see a new species, it's just hugely exciting. But to see something as unusual as this bird in this place was even doubly so.
For Kallenberger and Sandvik, it was a matter of being in the right place at the right time. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.